ready to get playing football.
You play Sunday?
That's up to Bill, man. All I'm doing this week is to go out there and practice and prepare myself like I was going to play this week.
If you were listed on the injury report, which we know you're not, would you have been a full participant, limited, or?
As Bill, man.
I was afraid you'd say that.
How does it feel to be on the field, not only, you know, traveling with the team the last couple of weeks and doing some suicide side to side, but actually on the practice field, running cuts, how does that feel?
It's been feeling great, you know. Like I said, I've just been chilling the last few months, just rehabbing, but Bill allowed me to go with the team, start doing my warm-ups before a game, running my sprints, and just getting my mind back, like, focused on game on Sunday instead of just watching the game and looking for other things that the defense is giving away, but actually being there with the team, going through walkthroughs, watching film with the team, and getting my mind back ready to play. But now that I'm back on the field, running around, cutting, opening up, getting able to run, catch balls, it feels great.
When was the last time you had to kind of endure a long period of time with no football?
My freshman year in college, I broke four ribs, and I missed three or four games, so that was like a month. I never actually missed 4 or 5 months of football, so it was tough this time.
Was it mentally difficult too, especially when you're on that can't come back list? You might be, man, I'm on this list, I feel okay though.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, me, I always feel like if I can go out there and run around a little bit, I can play. But it was Bill's decision. You know, he wanted me back 100% before I'm back on the field, and I had to sit and wait and get back 100.
How tough was it to be around the locker room every day, knowing you couldn't?
It was real tough, especially when you come in here on Monday, watch the game, and you see Tom throwing the ball 40, 50 times, and you just like, man, I know if he throwing the ball 50 times, I'd at least call 8 or 9 of those things. So it's real tough, but I was happy to see my other guys around here make plays and eat.
Sometimes we saw you kind of talking on the sideline. I see you talking on the sideline to Keyshawn, some of the guys on the sideline. What are you kind of saying during the games there?
If I'm watching a play, they on our sideline and I get to see the release or watching the DB trying to if the DB's doing something on a release or they giving some kind of signals for coverage, I'm over there trying to give them tips of what I'm seeing and also trying to help them out on releases and plays so he can get open and make plays.
Bill also said that you did a good job of not getting in the way. Can you? Is there a fine line between trying to help teammates and what you see on the field, like you just said, and trying to do too much?
It's a fine line, man, because you don't want to go out there and be talking and talking to these guys every play, coaching them up every play, and have them going out there playing slow, thinking more so than just going out there and playing that game. And I didn't want to step on the coach's feet. The coach is telling these guys to do something one way, then do it that way. But if coach be like, hey, man, what you think about this, or how would you run this, I'll get a guy my insight on that.
Yeah, without the benefit of training camp and going through drills where you're being hit or hitting other guys, is that something that you think will take a little while to get used to?
It'll take a little while to get used to, but I'm not mad. I ain't have no camp, man. I hate football camp. I hate training camp, but I'm glad I ain't have to go through that. But going out there, getting into football shape, getting pressed off the line every snap, getting banged up, getting off the ground, blocking, that's going to take a little while to get used to. But I done played this game going on 6 years, so I think it's not going to take me that long.
You said it was advantageous to go on the road the last couple of weeks. Would that have been an adjustment otherwise? Like, let's say you hadn't been able to go on the road, getting into that routine, would that have been different without that experience?
I don't think it would have been that difference, but a major difference, but a little bit. But me being able to go and go through the game plan before a game, watch these, go through my little workouts on Sunday instead of just sitting around the house not doing anything, it's been helping me a lot.
Teams as well. I know that's something you've done in the past. Have you been doing that the last few days?
No, I haven't. I've just been focusing on offense and just trying to get back in the groove with things and get my timing back in time.
Brandon, did you think it was a close call at the beginning of the season? Like, did you feel like you possibly could have been ready for week one?
Nah, I knew I wasn't going to be ready for week one. I knew exactly I wasn't going to be ready for week one, but somewhere down the road, week three or four, I thought I would be ready, but no need to take that chance when we got guys that can step in and make plays, and I could just get fully healthy.
Was there a point where maybe in the spring where you thought, you know, training camp, okay, I'll be okay for that, and did you have any setbacks, I guess, in the off season that pushed things back further than you thought?
Nah, actually, rehab went well. Didn't have any setbacks. I knew for sure week one was out of the question. I knew training camp was out of the question before I went through all my rehab stuff. We talked about that. So if I would have started the season, that would have been a big plus.
Thank you.
obviously we know how talented Darrell is, but would it be helpful to come back against a cornerback that you know very well?
Man, it wouldn't be helpful to come back against Revis anyway. That guy, he's unbelievable. He's one of the best in the game. You know, I practiced against this guy a lot last year. Even when I was healthy, it was tough to go against him. So it's going to be a battle. He knows my game. I know his game. He knows a lot of our players. But hey, we're going to go out there and compete.
When would you like to know if you're playing Sunday?
Ideally. It doesn't matter. He can let me know we going out on the field. I got to be the last one to get dressed. I just want to play.
Brandon, you talk to people with injuries. Sometimes it feels like it takes guys a while just to mentally get over the fact that they are healthy or to understand that they're healthy. Do you feel like there's been any limitation in terms of how hard you're being able to push off your leg or anything like that in practice the last couple of days?
Nah. See, I was feeling like that when I first started back running late August, but now I'm well over that. I've been cutting. I've been running full speed, opening up. I've been doing that for a while with the trainers with my rehab, so I'm past that point.
Thanks, man.